You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They finally retreated quietly this week. In fact, quietly before a holiday weekend. I don't know if you even saw this story. Anthony Piero, did you see the story?
Penn State.
On Friday, the estate of Joe Paterno withdrew their lawsuit versus the NCAA. Tail between the legs, whimpering back to Happy Valley. Remember all the pounding of the fists? Remember that? Remember, we're going to sue the NCAA, and we're going to show that Joe was treated unfairly, and we're going to make sure the NCAA is brought to its knees over this, and we're going to prove that we were... Yeah. Quietly, a Friday before one of the longest holiday weekends of the year, when nobody is supposed to be paying attention, we're just going to slip this little piece of paper through here, and we're going to withdraw our lawsuit against the NCAA. Speaking to a few of the legal minds that I know that have studied this case, had to send them a few emails because it's holiday weekend. And the interesting consensus was this. The estate of Joe Paterno's legal team found out, in the opinion of some legal experts, there might have been one more cell in the state of Pennsylvania. Would have been one more cell. And the doddering old man routine wouldn't have worked. You wouldn't have been able to do when the president of the university is banging on your front door and someone's looking out the blinds, but you won't answer the door because you know the president has actually had the balls to come to your house to fire you face to face, and you just won't answer the door.
Well, look out the blinds there. I don't know. I don't know why he's banging on the door. Why is the president here? We don't even have any coffee. Did you make some fresh cookies?
Who's at the door, Joe?
I don't know. I don't know why he's here. And there's like 17 media trucks out front. I don't know. Let's go back and watch Wheel of Fortune.
All the beating of the chest. All the Joe bots. Remember how Joe was going to be proven innocent? There was nothing to this. A witch hunt. Penn State was going to be vindicated. Well, we've got some of the adults that were in charge already enjoying a nice little stay in prison. Good for the legal system. And according to more than one legal expert, there's a good chance that there would have been one more cell. And that would have been a horrifying ending. The Joe bots would have just lost it for that. They would have said, this can't be happening. This can't be happening. So finally, we have a cautionary tale where everybody can learn and hopefully learn the lesson. We defend children. We defend children. We do not defend the indefensible. We do not spend our time defending grown men who don't do the right thing, who hide behind some sort of a BS protocol. Well, he did everything. I love the one. He did his job was to report to his bosses. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. If you know anything about Joe Paterno and that whole story, Joe Paterno was one of the biggest bullies in college athletics. And on that campus, there was nobody more powerful. There may not have been a more single powerful individual in the state. Yeah, well, he had to just report to his bosses. There was nothing to do. His hands were tied. Are you kidding me? He could overthrow anybody that he wanted at any time. Thankfully, the mythology didn't win out in this case. And don't think Friday before a holiday weekend in a news dump late in the day wasn't exactly what they wanted. Please, 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 could everybody just forget about this story? Could everybody forget how we were going to prove innocence and we were going to bring the NCAA to its knees and we were going to show everybody that we were right all along? No. I bet there was like seven people in an empty warehouse sitting around a statue the other night under a tarp. Just saying, what happened? I thought we were going to win our legal case. Nah. You didn't have a case after all. It's disappointing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.